that there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Gosh, dude, we fight extra hard. We fight every day. We get people out there, local actions, national impact, guys. I mean, this is a show that you're not going to want to miss. We've got some action at the Mesa, Arizona ballot box. But before we go any further, let me bring in my partner, Justice Shady Groove. Shady Groove, the news media was out there filming people that were actually regular people hanging out in a public area within the legal limits, 75 feet. And the news media is popping their heads, Shady Groove.
Wait. Let me get the story straight here right off the bat. You mean to tell me that the news media is reporting news of people watching the drop boxes as opposed to the news people reporting the news that people are illegally stuffing the drop boxes? Do I have that right here today?
That would be correct. Yeah, they're more worried about the people out there just hanging out by drop boxes, doing nothing wrong, respecting the law. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're more worried about them than they are of the people actually stuffing the drop boxes. You are absolutely right. That, I mean, this is the upside down world we live in right now, Shady Groove. What's up is right, down is left. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Which way is it is for you to decide. I think that's what we have to determine. That's exactly right, everybody. Popping heads is what we do, and that's how we take this country back, by plugging in, getting involved and doing what it is that triggers them, which is paying attention, guys. They're going to have a really hard time stuffing these drop boxes full of ballots whenever we have Patriots 100 feet away, 75 feet away. That's just the truth.
And make sure you check your local laws. CleanElectionsUSA.org is where you need to go to make sure you follow the letter of the law. You are a volunteer. And we're going to have Melody Jennings pop in. We've got her phone number. We're going to call her in a couple of minutes. You're not going to want to miss it. There's some things happening. Arizona Hobbs, who's running for governor, who's in charge of the elections, has been informed that people are watching drop boxes. And there was a voter intimidation, quote unquote, breach that has nothing to do with Clean Elections USA. And we're going to get a statement from Melody Jennings on that from Clean Elections USA at Trump or Mel on Truth Social. Do not miss it. But before we go to commercial break, get this book. Go to mgshow.link/bebest, all lowercase. It's a great book. It's a great book for the holidays, guys. Do your Christmas shopping. $17. That's a great price for this. Get it out there, and let's roll that beautiful boom footage, because we're not funded by Lucifizer.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than 2 decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG's show when you call.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all My Pillow products.
Mike is hot. Hey, here we go, here we go, here we go. It's MyPillow, MyPillow.com/MG Show, 800-873-0478, 800-873-0478. You know, it's fall, getting a little cold. Flynn loves his MyPillow dog bed. Don't forget that. We got sheets, we got pillows, we got robes, we got loungewear, beds, bedding, anything, towels, you name it. MG Show code on MyPillow.com, anywhere on MyPillow.com. Use code MG Show or call 800-873-0478. Shady Groove, welcome back.
Welcome back to you, my friend. Thank you all, everybody out there, for supporting the sponsors of the show. And we really appreciate all the work that you're doing out there, but also as well appreciate the donations through the Rumble Rants here. This has been really great the last few months. You guys have really stepped up and gotten us out of the bottom drawer and moving on up a little bit. So we appreciate all of that out there, and it is because of you that we are here every day. And so thank you very much. We are not funded by anyone else but the great patriots that come to this show, and I'm proud to say that
we are funded by you, and not Eugene. You,
right?
Shady Groove, not that guy.
That's correct.
Right. And because of your donations, we're actually getting out in front of the narrative. We're actually doing local actions and national impact. And, you know, we've got a lot going on within our Telegram channel, t.me/mgshow. Stefferty will be canceled tonight because Eddie Mike won't be able to connect from where he is. He's on vacation. Have a great vacation, Eddie Mike. We love you. But get over there for some, for some chat if you guys like. We know that it's up to you to choose if you want to stay on Telegram or not. And that's okay. We love you anyways, guys. We love everybody, Shady. Here we go. So basically what we've got here is we've got a little situation that happened, and we're going to explain it to you actually how it goes. And we're going to get Trump or Mel on the phone here in a second. But basically, CBS and NBC and ABC, the others, were out in force filming the people at the Mesa, Arizona Dropbox, guys. All right. And, you know, it's going to make their heads pop, and it certainly did. Here's a picture of some of the beautiful patriots out there watching. Okay. That's legal. There's a gated area that's 75 feet away. They are well within their law to sit on the side of the street on a public sidewalk, Shady Groove, to hang out. That's 510 South 3rd Avenue. If you guys are in Mesa, get over there. Okay. This is the news media starting to come out like they're doing something wrong, Shady. Look at that.
Yeah, imagine that.
Look at this lady. Look how creepy that lady is. Here's a creepy dude. He's got his little, I'm with the deep state. His little Halloween outfit on. He's got his little booga, booga, booga. But very interesting, you know, and, you know, maybe they should do a report on the actual mules, not actual patriots, Shady Groove, that are well within their rights. So that was the picks of the press in Maricopa County scoping out the drop boxes. That was currently happening last night in real time. Okay. And Melody was there. What's super fun is that they're being incredible deterrence to the mules as well. So they, you know, it's actually a good thing that the news came out there, but you guys need to get out there again for the next 3 weeks, 19 days to the election.
19
Shady Groove?
Days. Yep. 19 days from today.
Right. And so, you know, it's a good thing to get out there and go do that. I want to just make sure that I get this here. You know, let me just get this. So let me just play a couple of these videos, Shady. This is a video from the news group. Here we go. He's got his little dog out there. Got pizza.
Patriots.
Hang on.
The name of the group you're with again?
Clean Elections.
Clean Elections USA. And you've been out here how long?
Wait, I can't answer that question yet.
Okay.
You know what? And nobody has to comment. You do not owe these people anything.
Nope.
You know, do not owe these people a comment. You don't, you know, you are exercising your rights, guys. And this was from their Twitter page. It says, new, several people have been sitting outside the Maricopa Elections headquarters in Arizona outside one of two ballot drop boxes. They have their own cameras rolling, pointed right at the drop box. A woman says here that she's here to get vitamin D. And that's from Garrett Archer from ABC 15. And then we've got this Shady Groove here. Check it out.
We're just out here watching boxes. And before I make any kind of statement or anything, I'd like to get in the suntan, getting some vitamin D.
So you're getting vitamin D or you're watching the drop boxes?
Both, yeah.
Has anyone responded to you driving through? Has anyone said anything?
Before I say any more, I need to call somebody.
Okay. So. Who are you going to call?
Give me just a minute.
Okay. What organization are you with?
It's Clean Elections USA.
Clean Elections USA. Okay. Have you been talking to anyone down there?
No. Okay. I'm not allowed to talk to anybody. Actually, I'd like to talk to them before I talk to you.
Okay. That's fine.
What's your name?
Nicole with ABC 15. Oh. Are you with Clean Elections USA too, or are you with someone else?
I'm not supposed to be having a discussion with anybody about anything. I'm just here.
You're just here.
Taking in the vitamin D.
And you're recording.
God bless
it looks
her.
Like
the vitamin D flying into my body.
You're recording the vitamin D flying into your body. Okay. So are you recording the drop boxes then?
I'm really not able to comment. Okay. But thank you.
So what exactly are you doing out here then?
I'm not able to comment.
Okay. Has anyone been reacting to you, talking to you?
I'm not able to comment.
Okay. Is there a reason why not? Like, who told you that you can't comment?
I'm not able to comment.
Okay. Can't comment on anything. Okay. How long have you been out here?
I'm not able to comment.
Okay. See, we got the camera. We got the pizza.
Mm-hmm. We got regular citizens exercising their rights to sit and stand on a public sidewalk, Shady. And it's not even illegal to film anywhere in public as well, Shady Grove.
Yeah, that's correct. And I would I think that's a good video for other people that maybe if you're out there helping Mel and you're doing some of this stuff in your own areas to understand, you do not have to interface with these people, but they're very belligerent and they're going to stand there and they're going to constantly ask you questions. And I appreciate the lady's approach, like no comment. Like I don't have any reason to talk to you. Yeah. And you don't. And you know, the news reporter didn't seem very interested in the idea that people were driving in and backing up so the tags weren't seen to stuff the drop boxes. You know, they don't care about things like that. They just care about people who want to make sure that people aren't doing things illegally.
Protecting the criminals, exactly right. And then Trumper Mel, Melody Jennings does have a statement, and we're going to talk to her about that as well. And then we'll get into a little bit more. So Shady, let me just bring this up too, because, you know, the deep state needs to understand that this is the trolls that are underneath, you know, Trumper Mel and all the different posts are saying that it's illegal. They're just flat out wrong, Shady. Psycho4Enzix, the number 4Enzix on True Social, actually shows you that the county sheriff confirms that they're well within their rights. Quote, the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office told the group members that as long as they stay 75 feet away from the drop boxes, they're well within their legal rights. But any closer, they could be violating the law. So keep that in mind as well, guys. So in Michigan, it might be 100, but you know, to make sure you get the laws, cleanelectionsusa.org is where you want to go. So Shady, just go ahead and do it. I'm going to go ahead and let's call Trump or Mel right now. Melody Jennings from Clean Elections USA. Let's get her on the phone.
Yeah, I think to get in here and give an explanation would be great to have a update, Melody.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-oh.
Your call will not be completed at this time.
Wow.
Straight
that's
to voicemail.
Right. No, I've never even heard that either. I've never heard that your call cannot be completed at this time. That's different.
I think your phone might have called the wrong person.
No.
No. Mail.
Interesting.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated.
Now it's voicemail. This is fun.
That is fun.
She might have been trying to call back. Now, this is how real news. We do it live, Shady Grove. We do this live, and we're trying to get Melody Jennings, Clean Elections USA founder, on the phone.
Your
right
call
now.
Has been
come on!
And it's not ringing on her end, going straight to voicemail. All right. So
maybe you got China in that phone.
China. Get out my phone.
China in there? Get out my phone.
Yeah. Let's try it one more time. I have no problems calling her every other time, Shady Grove.
We called right before the show.
Yeah. We did a sound check and it worked perfectly.
Your call has been for.
And then we come on the air and we get gremlins in the system.
Man, I'm going to ask her to call me, see if that works. You'll be able to hear
me. Let's try the other
phone.
Way.
And that's. Funny. Wow. You know what? I could also give her the vMix link, right? And still do audio.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, she could come in just on audio if she wanted to do that.
Wow. And she's read the comment calling me and nothing happened.
And we're also, hello? You know, the.
Maybe we'll get it on this one.
Your call has been forwarded.
Weird. Wow. Let's see if we can get this. Let's try this.
Skype?
There's more than one way to skin a cat.
There's more than one way to Skype.
Or FaceTime. She's not even answering FaceTime. Huh. This not the FaceTime either.
Networks are down.
Yeah. It says calling mobile. Hello? Interdasting. Yeah, Grimmins. She just sent me a picture trying to call. It's not working. I'll try one more time. Uh-oh, there we go. Accept. All right, do we have you now? But you don't, I don't have you on my Bluetooth. Let me just see. Let me try now. Hello.
Hello.
There you are. Can everybody hear
us? Melody? Hey, Melody.
All right. All right. So here we are, guys. That was weird. China must be in our cell phones. I don't, maybe. Well, welcome, Melody Jennings. You are the co-founder of, or sorry, the founder of CleanElectionsUSA.org, and we have her on the phone for you guys right now. And we just went over the interviews of the people at the drop boxes, and we're just about ready to talk about what they're trying to pin on people. Essentially, there was a tweet yesterday from some gentleman that says that. Let me just grab it here real quick because that's the best way to do it. That they're trying to make a reference to, this is it right here. This is it. So this was for Monday. Just in, the Arizona Secretary of State office confirms a voter was approached and followed by a group while trying to drop off their ballot at an early voting drop box on Monday. The incident has been forwarded to the DOJ and the Arizona AG's office. And, you know, you made a statement about this, and I want to make sure we get this on the record.
Yes, please do. So you want me to say it, or you?
I thought you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I got you. So the statement is this: is that at absolutely no time will Clean Elections people ever be breaking the law at boxes. And the second any individual does, they are immediately held and disenfranchised from Clean Elections USA. This person was not involved with Clean Elections USA now or ever. They've never been part of. So I just want to make that clear. Also, but I have a couple of issues with words in that post.
Okay.
This person said group and followed. So I don't know if somebody was followed or anything.
Yeah, she's breaking up for me. Melody, you are breaking up badly. They do not want you on this call. Let's see. Can you move or let's just try?
Yes.
All right, let's see. So again, so basically, you know, anyone who does not follow the law at a Dropbox is instantly disassociated with Clean Elections USA. You know, mm-hmm. the individual who are, you know, the press who are zeroing in was never a part. So that individual that they're talking about on the Monday night incident was never, ever a part of CE USA?
That is correct.
Okay. So this was the, let me just read your public statement, unless you want to read it. Do you have it handy?
I don't. Okay. Go ahead and read it for me.
I will read it. So public statement: on Monday night, a man drove up to a box in Maricopa County. He asked people sitting outside the 75 feet perimeter where the drop box was. He was, another individual was not associated with Clean Elections USA, who was there on his own, responded to this individual. At no time did anyone from Clean Elections USA interact with this person who drove up to the box. Anyone who does not follow the law at a drop box site is instantly disassociated and disavowed with Clean Elections USA. The individual who the press are zeroing in on was never a part of Clean Elections USA. Every person who does not volunteer with Clean Elections USA is responsible for their own actions. Anyone signed up through CEUSA has already agreed to abide by the law. Those who choose to break the law will be seen as an infiltrator intent on causing this group harm. You stand alone if you break the law. That's very clear and concise.
It is. And I want to say that people in this group stand alone. This is a grassroots movement organization set up. You know, as an organization, it's just grassroots people getting together to really do what we have a right to do. And that is to secure our elections if we do, to make sure that the Constitution is abided by. I mean,
all right.
I'm pretty sure that's a positive. You know, I'm super excited. Can I just be happy right now?
Yeah. Melody, we're still breaking up really bad. But, you know, I think we got the gist of what you said. Shady, you got that, or do we need to try to reconnect?
I think we should reconnect because it was a glitch. It was beeping out right in the middle of like every other word was kind of removed from that, where I was getting in my feed.
Let me get her. Let's see if I can get her this way.
We could get her to call into vMix maybe and get a more stable connection. I mean, maybe it's just between your phone.
Never happens before. I can hear it. I get it.
Your call has been forwarded.
Okay.
Interesting.
On the regular. Let's see. Where's FaceTime? Let's see if we can try it one more time. Okay. So the phone doesn't work.
Where is that?
Okay. How's that?
Is that better?
I think so.
That did sound clear.
All right. Yeah, that does sound clear. All right. So, Melody, you were saying, let's just go back. We just read your statement, basically the public statement about the man on Monday night who is not from part of Clean Elections USA, period. That's it. That's all you really need to know. And also, underneath that report from ABC 15, Alex Kaplan of Media Matters fame, who attacks everybody all the time, asked this to the reporter from the ABC 15, saying, do you know if this is related to Clean Elections USA specifically? Arizona reporter there said, no, we don't have anything on that. Boom.
Absolutely. Boom. I got to tell you guys, I am getting, how are we doing?
Yeah.
I am still.
Not going to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try it again. Try saying something.
Try saying something.
Yeah, you can see it's completely blocking out.
Yeah. Well, that never happens normally. So we're going to have to just end this. But basically, Melody, the whole thing is they're attacking people for quote unquote voter intimidation. There is no voter intimidation by abiding by the law on a public sidewalk. You're able to film anything you want on a public sidewalk as long as you say in Arizona, 75 feet away. You're just a regular person out there hanging out. There's nothing against the law.
No, there's absolutely nothing against the law.
Go ahead, Melody. So, you know, and in Michigan, it might be 100 feet. So, you know, obviously we know where people need to go to find this out. CleanElectionsUSA.org. Get involved. I mean, the media actually was a deterrent yesterday there at the box.
Yes, they were. We wanted to keep coming back.
Yeah, keep coming back. We got 19 days left, so keep coming back. Melody, thank you very much for joining us. Basically, the gist of the conversation was well-received. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure.
All right, bye-bye. So there Thanks, you go. Melody. Trying to do it live, guys. You know, it's kind of tough sometimes when you get, you know, when you got technology and whatnot. That was weird, Shady Groove. So the phone wouldn't answer. And the FaceTime was choppy. That's very interesting to me.
One thing that I just thought about there when she was explaining that was also if you're with Clean Elections USA and you see people doing some of these things, you see people acting out, or you see people that seemingly trying to do something to smear the movement or to smear what you're doing or to cause a conflict or to interface with maybe someone coming up to a box or things that are definitely out of bounds, please don't hesitate to send that information back up chain to Melody or local law enforcement, even to let them know that these people, number one, aren't with you, and number two, maybe trying to do something else, like subvert what it is you are doing. So a little bit of a tip out there for all of you people that are going to be a little chilly. Jeff, they're going to start getting chilly sitting out there watching those drop boxes. So God bless all of you that have decided to take some of your valuable time away from what you have to do every day to help us around the country. We greatly appreciate every single ounce of effort put forth.
Again, I want to just reiterate this report of voter intimidation referred to the DOJ-AZ in Arizona, the Secretary of State. Who is Katie Hobbs, who is also running for election, who is also controlling the elections? Do we see a problem here by any chance?
She's also running from debates.
Yeah. And then we've got this. Alex Kaplan, thank you very much for confirming that this person has nothing to do with Clean Elections USA specifically. And there you go. And, you know, there were infiltrators into the group. There are people out there posing as, if you are posing as somebody from Clean Elections USA, and I mean posing, and you infiltrate and you break the law, watch out, because it's on you. Because that's not what Clean Elections USA is about. CleanElectionsUSA.org, Shady Group.
Yeah, be careful. We may geo-track you back to your FBI field office.
That's right. I mean, that is right. And, you know, by the way, this is Ron Filipowski. He's freaking out now, Shady Group.
People are getting the word. They are showing up. Our people are showing up and gathering around boxes and shutting the stuff down. What these mules don't understand is just because, you know, I put a fuzzy still shot up on True Social that doesn't look like anything. We're geo-tracking them. We've got cameras on the back sides of them. You know, people are freaking out because they say this picture doesn't prove anything. That's okay. We have the sauce. We're just showing you that we're out there and people are coming and joining us. And it's great camaraderie going on. In Michigan, we're about to go viral all over the state. I've got people all lined up getting ready to march out there around your boxes. So be on notice. Tudor Dixon, Matt Taperno are here to help. If you need me, shout me out.
Boom. And we do know some people from Michigan, and we've connected Clean Elections USA with some great people. I want to give another beautiful shout out to one of our beautiful mods, Kino. We love you. And apparently Mike MCOMS might be out there maybe watching a box or two. Guys, you guys are awesome. So all assets being deployed, JGT58, you're absolutely right. The gremlins are out. It is Red October right here on the MG Show. Shady Groove.
It absolutely is. And I think that if I'm not mistaken, I've got here on my list, I think it was you could help in Colorado, Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and New York. So if you're in any of those places, Melody does need more people. And I think if I'm not mistaken, Jeff, the app that they got is now working. And like you guys can get the app.
Wait, I'm out in Detroit. Okay, it's Detroit. Only in Detroit okay. Right now. Yes, and not all counties are added. It's being added as we go. I just want to make sure we say the right things. But we do need people appreciate in Connecticut. That. You know, yeah, no. And I want to give Susan Art 19 a big thank you. Thank you from Queued Up, the MG Show family. You're a blessing. Thank you very much for what you do and what you've done for this show, Shady Groove. She just did a $117 Rumble rant. Susan Art 9. We love her, and she loves her Queued Up, just like we do. GemComs was last night. We forgot to shout it out on the show, but if you missed it, it was a replay. But, you know, it, just like the Q Lounge Lives, you know, these shows stand in time, Shady Groove. The test of time. They stand the test of time, Shady.
Yeah, they're not time relevant. You know, they're information relevant, and I thank you very, very much for helping out the Queued Up Show and for all of the love out there. And again, we're 19 days away, guys, and this is what we're going to be doing. You know, like this is what the show is going to be about as we go over the course of the next few weeks. We're going to dig into this. We're going to be bringing you information from on the ground. Please, if you're out there and you have information or things you'd like to share or events that occurred or different things and you feel like it needs to be highlighted, send us an email and we will correspond with you and love to hear what's going on out there. But this is kind of the way we've organized the next few weeks to be in the saddle and bringing you everything in real time as it relates to the election.
And we got great news too. They're holding a place on Parler on Ye's new platform, Kanye West, Ye, who goes by Ye today. Parler's back up, guys, and I am actually on Parler right there. I'm at In the Matrix with three X's. There you can find me right there. Hello, Parler. I joined just because Ye's there. Shady Groove gonna check it out. Also, there's rumors that Ye is gonna be on True Social. And are you at Shady Groove with three O's? Shady over there on Parler.
Yeah, that's my account over there. I don't know. I haven't been over there, and I have to dust that thing off. I haven't been. Did you sign in and go back over?
Yep, and I still have 56,400 followers. I'm nice. 392. I got to change that because that's almost 93. I got to get that out of there. But
I think I might have 100 or something.
Follow back, people. But that's awesome, guys. So Parler is back in play. So my Parler account is at In the Matrix with 3 X's. Shady's is with 3 O's. Shady Groove with 3 O's. But guys, you know, this is what we're doing. We're just trying to, you know, basically get out there and show people the real news. You are the news now. I mean, look, we had, you know, Greg Phillips. Greg Phillips will be on this show tomorrow. Flannel Friday. Greg Phillips on this show tomorrow. He's been dark for almost a month and a half, 2 months. I don't even know. I don't even remember the last time. I have to go back and look. But he's coming back. He's got a lot of news, maybe some good news. He can maybe talk now. Wow, interesting. So Greg Phillips tomorrow. Do not miss it. Do not miss it. And, you know, so we've got Trump. He's on fire. They got this lady that came out that looks like an insane bat poop crazy lady saying that, oh, rape is very sexual. I love rape. What? I mean, this is weird. I'm paraphrasing. But did you see this last night, Shady Groove? President Donald J. Trump actually had to go go to court and, you know, give a statement about this stuff. It's so stupid, guys.
But it's interesting, right? I mean, don't you think that after all this time, this is all they got? This is all they can throw at them. They can't come up with something more creative.
Yeah. Let's watch that.
President Trump has won a court ruling against an author. A federal appeals court struck down a judge's ruling that Trump could be sued for defamation by E. Jean Carroll.
You know, but I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Mm. Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies. Mm.
We're going to take a short break.
Even Andrew, he couldn't even handle it.
It was not popular at the time. Nobody was there. Plus, a dressing room door was open, which is very unusual because usually they're locked. I call my friend right away. And one of the first things she said to me is, E. Jean, stop laughing.
You were laughing when you described it to her.
I was laughing as soon as she got on the phone.
You started laughing?
Of course.
Why? Why, of course?
Because it was a way of, if, now, doesn't that just sound totally insane?
Wow.
Oh my God, I can't.
Yeah, a little insane.
Oh my God.
Just a little bit insane. Don't hurt yourself over there, Jeff. We gotta take care of you here, buddy.
He's crazy. And then he follows up, Donald J. Trump follows up with this truth here.
E. Jean Carroll, how did she get on the screen? Well, let's talk about her for a moment. She made a crazy accusation against Donald Trump that he sexually assaulted her in the dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman. It is totally preposterous. Makes absolutely no sense. There is absolutely no evidence. And she is crazy. I mean, watch this.
The word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating.
And then they had to break right away because they knew she was a lunatic. Yet they had to depose President Trump today about this insane person's accusations. And that is awful. It's un-American, or maybe it is. Maybe frivolous lawsuits are what America's about. I don't know.
Wow. Wow, Shady.
I think that this is a good thing. I think that if this is the story that they are trying to bring forward 20 days before the election, that is a good thing. That means that they've got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it failed last time too. So real quick too, just to recap, Trumper Mel and on True Social at Trumper Mel on True Social, Melody Jennings, cleanelectionsusa.org. You know, they're literally coming to Truth Social for the news now. So this, you know, we are the news. We're ahead of their narrative, guys, and we need to stay ahead of it. You know, we are winning big time. We had a guy from The Epoch Times underneath Melody contacting her. The Daily Beast is contacting her. They're mentioning Truth Social. So Truth Social is becoming the news now, Shady.
Mm-hmm. And they're going and bringing a good amount of what Donald Trump is posting on Truth Social. They're putting that out in the mainstream media now. They're accrediting it. And as a matter of fact, Google is archiving a lot of the stuff. So it's starting to work to where you can find different things on Truth Social through Google. So, the network is coming together pretty well. A couple hundred thousand more people just in the last 3 days have been brought into the network.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't see this. Love you. And thanks for all your efforts. You know, you are getting excellent shout outs from David X22. XOXOXO. Aha. Three X's and three O's. That's a lot of hugs and kisses. That's from Susan Art. 444, Shady. Oh, my God. Susan, we love you so much. Yeah. Wow. God bless you.
Dave will be on here next Wednesday.
Yeah, Dave X22, Susan, right here next Wednesday. We love us some Dave at X22 Report. He's been a great friend for a long time. We actually hung out with him, Shady, in Arizona at the Pit. And yes, he does look like a cardboard cutout. It's really weird. That really is a true picture of him.
He has actually what a great guy. Beautiful family, great kids, really fun to hang out with. And another guy that fights the deep state every day.
Yeah, every day. And Susan Art also makes a good point. I think I heard President Trump say this the other day, or correct me if I'm wrong, Shady. Tell all your Republican friends to vote in person late in the day after 3 p.m. That way they can't cheat too much, Shady. Was that from President Trump?
I remember hearing him say vote on election day. I don't remember hearing the time, the specific time call out there, but I do remember hearing him say at the rally in Arizona, I believe, to get out there on voting day. Yeah.
DC Lidstone says, just created a Parler account at DC Lidstone. All right, I'll go follow you afterwards. And I've got a couple of parlays up there. I've got the Clean Elections USA guy talking up to the news media. You know, please get over there and parlay that for me. Or what? How are they? Reparlay or retruth or retweet? It's getting hard to keep up with the lingo.
I don't know what a parlay is.
On our UC Nothing social, we just re-UC'd it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Don't you remember our UC Nothing network? We recreated Truth Social. Oh, remember that?
Yeah.
Alchemist Zach says, thank you, Susan Art. God bless the MG show. We love you, Zach. We love you so much. And Zach, Monday, doing Grassroots USA. A lot of great feedback on that, Mr. Zach. Are you taking it to Rumble soon? We have room for you right here on the MG show network. people are asking questions that I don't know. Is Bongino still owned part of Parler? I'm not sure. I do know that the CEO of Parler is Candace Owens' husband. How about that?
Is that interesting?
Very talkative. Yeah. Come on.
I think that's very, I didn't actually realize that. I didn't know that he was the CEO there. That's cool. Did you see the that documentary or whatever that they're working on? Have you seen it? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a whatever documentary. I don't even know what you're talking about. Who's documentary?
Candace Owens and Kanye. She's they've done this big explosive documentary on Kanye coming out and saying directly that this whole thing with George Floyd didn't happen. And I think he made the donation to the one kid from George Floyd's family. And now George Floyd's family has decided to sue him for $250 million because of the documentary, because of what he's saying in there about the George. So they are deflating the George Floyd narrative under among the black community around the country. People are really starting to wake up to that whole nonsense as well. And so, big hat tip to Candace and Kanye for breaking the glass ceiling on that. Yes.
Yeah, I did not hear about that. I do know that Candace does have a documentary out, and she nailed it. But I did not hear about the one from Kanye and Candace. That's amazing. That'll be great.
It's mainstream headlines.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so, you know, hey, Shady, can you say Strategic Petroleum Oil Reserve or what is it? Strategic Petroleum Reserves. Can you say that?
Strategic Petroleum Reserves.
Because apparently, let me make sure I got the right statement. Oh, strategic oil reserve. Can you say strategic oil reserve?
Strategic oil reserve.
All right, let's see.
The strategic petroleum reserve.
The strategic petroleum reserve has
they can't say it.
Strategic petroleum reserve.
Petroleum.
The strategic petroleum reserve.
Petroleum. These people are so stupid, Shady Groove.
Well, I did some math. And they're going to release they're going to release 15 million barrels of oil, and the U.S. consumes 19 million a day.
Wow!
So wow. We got one day. Now what are we going to do tomorrow?
I know, right there. Your gas will be just before the midterms. It might come down a little bit, and then it'll raise like you've never raised it before, Shady Groove. Shady Groove, we talked about this the other day. This is following the BlackRock divestment. GOP state treasurers set sights on AT&T, and this is bigger than you know. AT&T is facing scrutiny in other states for different reasons. We did talk about that, but maybe we need to, like, maybe not this show, Shady Groove, but, you know, you need to understand where AT&T came from and what AT&T really is, and understand how and why this is so big behind the scenes. Most people won't see the divestiture or the monies that they have to pay a state. Illinois, the telecom company, agreed to pay the state of Illinois $23 million. It's almost like giving back the bloodline family's money back to the people because it's a state. And people don't realize AT&T used to be called CIA. And, you know, they've got the hook into, you know, the White House, the phones, the everything. And, you know, gee, I wonder why, Shady Groove. Even back, you know, 8 years ago, they were talking about AT&T and the switch that just monitors everybody back. I mean, well before Q, people are starting to wake up, Shady Groove. And I think it's very interesting to understand that AT&T, this is bigger than you know. The BlackRock, the AT&T, it's bigger than we know. We're going to keep our eyes on it. Maybe we'll just push this over for another show, Shady. But if you want to make a statement about that to give people a, you know, what I'm kind of talking about, feel free. But I just want to, you know, just.
Well, the younger kids out there think that, you know, the only telephone companies are Verizon or T-Mobile or maybe AT&T. But they don't realize the monopoly that AT&T held on the market before the cell phones came around. And what you were just referencing there, that stuff all started happening after 9/11, whenever they began to reroute all phone calls through these specific hubs in different cities. I think there was one in San Francisco, maybe there was one in Dallas, Houston area, something else on the East Coast. Back then, this is 2002, 2003-ish era, where they were starting to route everything through these specific hubs. And AT&T goes back a long way. AT&T, like he said, or CIA, was the Western Union. Telecoms. Think about telecoms. Think about the control of telecoms, and also think about the ability for the controllers to access any of this information 24/7. It was built for that to be a reality, and then they may or may not have offloaded everything to China, and we're all sitting here acting like we're free in America, but we're really observed every single waking second by a communist foreign nation.
That's right. That's right, Shady Groove. Well said. So maybe we'll dig back into the pay sewer research again, because I've been kind of dilly-dallying into that. And it's like, knowing what you know now, it's a lot different. And we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. Thank you very much, Brighteon.tv. We're actually going to sit down with Mike Adams tonight and have a interview, about a 30-minute interview. So that'll be on his show. We'll be on his show soon. Thank you very much. We're going to continue through this hour and then have a 5-minute break and then have another full hour on rumble.com/MG show. And of course, we're on redstatetalkradio.com. The streams are there, or you can say tune in to Red State Talk Radio and you can hear us on your spy device. Also, this show will be archived on rumble.com/MG show. Make sure you subscribe over there. Get an account for Rumble. Rumble is the new YouTube. It's getting better and better every day. Yes, they have issues, but you know, this is where we're at right now, Shady Groove. And thank you guys very much for your donations over here on rumble.com/MG Show. Shady.
Yeah, I wanted to just amplify your sentiment there towards Brighteon.tv. These guys are amazing. Bob and the whole crew over there are knocking it out of the park and have spent a huge amount of money and time to bring great patriots to the forefront so that you can consume their information, because so many of us were culled from being able to talk in public. We're excised by the mainstream media.
Always. I mean, we are the news now, Shady Groove. I mean, all of you people here that are on this wall, you're the news now. All the people over there in MG Show Telegram, you're the news now. We use your stuff. We talk. And it's amazing over there, Shady Groove.
It really is. And it's the whole environment. I mean, a big thing to stand back and look at is, you know, it came to us, guys. Like, you know, the people that God wanted here to do this are coming together. And from our vantage point, it's really, you know, I wish I could take what I can see and show you how amazing all of you are and how much all of the love that we get through email and commentary and on the show videos. Everybody out there so encouraging and so loving. And it's a big difference between the other side, Jeff. You know, it's like you don't really see a bunch of encouragement and love going on in the Democrat Party these days, do you?
No. And by the way, breaking news, Liz Truss is resigning as the UK prime minister. So CNN, she did outlast last CNN Plus, Shady Groove.
She made it 44 days.
That's more than CNN Plus.
You're right about that.
Very interesting. And I don't even know much about that. I haven't really been paying attention, but they're like kind of head of cabbage outlast Liz Truss, you know, my God, it's like people knew Shady Groove. So, you know, basically we got this right here. This is very interesting. This is the disgraceful judicial system was on full display yet again with the Danchenko verdict. Durham could not get a fair shake with the swamp of based and partisan juries biased. Where were you told that no Republican based or supported case can be won no matter how good it is? And judges that are so biased, unfair and angry, that is literally dangerous to be in court. I was told by many that Durham's case was great. No one was a great one, but he has zero chance of winning in, quote, that court. Sorry, Justice Roberts, but so true. And then there's QPost 1619 that says, do you expect HRC, George Soros, Hussein, et cetera, to stand in a public courtroom with potential crooked judges and tainted liberal juries? How do you defuse a bomb? Knowledge of which wires and strings to cut. Shady Groove. Very interesting. That was from Stormy Patriot Joe right there.
Isn't that interesting, the connection there? I mean, you know, I saw yesterday 59% of Americans no longer trust the mainstream media. And who do you have to thank for that other than a whole group of anons and patriots and researchers and people that just won't quit? Yes.
Researchers, Shady Groove. You got to say it right.
Researchers.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, we're going to be, we're going to continue, Shady Groove. And it's because of you guys is why we continue every day. So, you know, we hardly even knew you, Shady.
Prime Minister Liz Truss is resigning. She took office September 6th from Boris Johnson. She's going to remain on until a successor is named. More to come on this story throughout the day. On to another Fox News alert here.
Who?
What's the story?
I don't even know. You know, she's just 44 days apparently, and on the 293rd day of the year, Shady Groove, 293rd day of the year apparently, according to Queued Up.
I mean, from the American political spectrum, looking over there across the pond, it's like their prime minister is like playing musical chairs or something like that. It's like I don't understand any of how they do that.
I have no idea. But Shady Groove, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a 5-minute break. We'll be right back. Thank you for your Rumble rants. MG.show/donate. Oh, MG.show/shop. Get some swag. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words in the Matrix with three X's. MakeTrixGroove.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
You save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from The MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Thank you.
about the bodies in.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
And just like I've told you for many, many years, you don't have to lie about things. You don't have to sensationalize them. You don't have to make anything up. You don't have to invent figures. The truth is bad enough. The truth's bad enough. And if you tell the truth, you have credibility. And credibility means people will listen to you. Credibility means things will be tended to. When you lie and people find out that you're lying, and it's easy, it is so easy to discover, then you have no credibility. You become a liar. You become somebody with no confidence factor. You become a rumor monger. You become a minion of the old, who was it? Oh, who was it that was billed as the great deceiver? I wonder who that was. See, whenever you spread a rumor, whenever you tell a lie, whenever you stretch the truth or sensationalize something, and I don't care what the reason is that you do it, you become an ally of the great deceiver. Somebody called him Heinrich Himmler. Somebody else called him Lucifer. Somebody else called him Satan. You can call him anybody you want. But listen to me very carefully. He's not anybody I want around me. His minions are not anybody that I want to know or be associated with or hear from. His minions and allies and supporters are not the people that I care about. You understand? You want to be on his side? Stay the hell away from me. Don't call me. Don't write me. Don't reference me. Don't email me. I don't want anything to do with you if you're a spreader of rumors and lies and disinformation and sensationalization and all of this other bullshit. Do you hear me, sheeple? I don't know why it makes people so angry. You know, if all get off your butts and do the same research that I do, you would know the same things that I know, and you shouldn't be angry or jealous or upset. What you should be is thankful for having forewarning so that you can act upon it. But do you ever act upon anything? Have you ever? Will you ever? That's the question. That is the hinge upon which the door to the future operates. You don't know that. You don't give a damn, probably. Because to oil the hinge and make the door work and make it all better, you got to get up off your ass and do something. Oh, heaven forbid you have to do that. Oh, my goodness, you might even have to take some kind of personal risk. You might even get on somebody's list. Oh. People might even start to respect you because you cease to become worthless. Who am I to dream like that? Ah, come on, Bill. I mean, you know, you're really getting away with yourself here, dreaming like that. Come on, Bill. Get real.
The Bill Cooper. God bless him. Rest in peace. Words well said, Shady. I think we've kind of said a lot of these same things as well. You might get on somebody's list. Shady, 2/22/2019, I did get on somebody's list, and I'm proud of it.
We like being on their list. We wouldn't be on ACAP every day if we weren't on their list, everybody. For those that don't know, that was the great Bill Cooper. I would actually like to drop you guys a link to Q Lounge Live that I did on Bill Cooper. If you want to go find out some more about that guy, amazing patriot, my hero, my personal hero, the guy that got me off the couch way back a long time ago, got me to start speaking up and telling people what I thought. And a lot of people weren't very happy with me telling them what I thought, Jeff.
Right. That's right. Guys, if you guys also spot election fraud, report it. I voted twice. Save America, stop voter fraud and report it. There's an election integrity tip line that's being run by True the Vote. And if you've witnessed election fraud, manipulation, or illegal action, visit truethevote.org. Get your pen and paper. If you guys witness any shenanigans, you're going to call 855-585-2022. 855-585-2022. And that's your election integrity tip line, guys.
You know, Jeff, you know, one thing that just strikes me as amazing, like we've been through election cycles. You've been through election cycles. You've watched people get elected and you know, for your whole adult life. But every single election cycle that we have been through, it has been about the money, right? It's been about send this candidate the money. This candidate needs your money. This person needs this stuff. Look at what's happening right now, guys. Stand back for a second and look at what is happening right now. It's not your money. Your elections aren't about money. It's not about campaign ads. It's not about putting things on TV. It's about you. It's about the people. And right now you're seeing your countrymen plug in to the system and attempt to correct it and attempt to participate. That participation is literally all we needed. That is all we needed for eons, you know, for the last 100 years, is we needed people to stand up and speak the truth and participate in a way other than just going in and writing somebody a check. And I think that this is beautiful for my, I mean, I can't even say enough about how proud I am of all of you. I'm proud of all of you. I'm proud of every single person, not only that has contributed something, but the people that try to keep up. If you're in the process of trying to keep up with what is going on every day, this fire hose that's coming at you, then I'm proud of you. And I thank you greatly for taking the time and the concern out of your life to do that, because this is how we're changing. This is the Great Awakening, Jeff. This is what we're seeing. The Great Awakening is people getting up, getting involved in their communities, and it's absolutely astonishing to watch.
It is, and I'm proud to be a part of it, right? Alex Kaplan, Media Matters, foreign and domestic billionaires that are trying to change your cult. Sure. They don't call it culture for nothing, folks. What's the real cult? Individual thinking is not part of culture. Dare to be different in a good way. Dare to be a patriot, because right now it's not good to be a patriot. Wear the Gadsden flag, Shady. Look at that. That's a terrorist. They're marking that as a terrorist symbol. That's our founding fathers, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dare to say something. Dare to watch a Dropbox. Dare to call the tip line, True the Vote. Dare, because right now they are under severe pressure. We're going to go over this. This is their statement, and this is a new one. Hi, guys. This is from Catherine Engelbrecht right here. Hi, guys. Below is a story about our response to the AZAG. Please read, but there's bigger news. People who've been hurt by the Arizona AG game are now fully fed up and ready to speak out. Stay tuned. Estimated time of arrival, I think she meant 10:29. Would be great if we could soon. Yeah, would be great if it could be sooner, but lots of moving parts. Never think we the people aren't strong enough. We are. Onward, Catherine Engelbrecht, and it goes to this article right here. This is it, True the Vote. This is the Arizona Sun-Times, funded by the very people we're trying to fight, Shady Groove.
True the Vote. Advisors.
Yes, sir. Through their funds, they respond to the AG's office requesting FBI. Right here. So this is it. Obviously, the election integrity organization True the Vote issued a response over the weekend after the Arizona Attorney General's office sent a letter to the FBI October 4th complaining about the group and suggesting the FBI investigate it for potential violations of IRS code. Meh. The main documentary, 2000 Mules, which was approved by Dinesh D'Souza, which was produced by Dinesh D'Souza in conjunction with True the Vote, TTV. And so that's happening, right? So we got that. So let's just go down. As it was stated in their March 22 complaint to the AGO, the data used by True the Vote is available to any law enforcement agency, which includes lawful subpoena for the data. TTV said in her statement. There it is. There's Greg. There's the hard drive. The Connick matter refers to a dispute involving True the Vote and Connick Inc. and an election logistics company. Connick sued True the Vote for defamation after the group said it had ties to China. Then Connick Eugene Yu was ultimately arrested for storing election data on Chinese servers, which did vindicate True the Vote, Shady Groove. In my opinion, they are vindicated. Period.
They are. Period.
At least one government agency, the Georgia State Elections Board, has followed up with True the Vote and subpoenaed its data. The data collected by True the Vote from several battleground states allegedly contains cell phone geolocation data, which reveal the same cell phone circling back and forth from the drop box, or from the office of Democratic nonprofit organizations to absentee ballot drop boxes. The letter the AZAGO sent to the FBI was signed by AGO Chief Special Agent Reginald Reggie Grisby and said it was patently false and that True the Vote turned over a hard drive of data to the AGO. But the group contradicted Grisby's claim in statements to the Arizona Senate and to the FBI field office in Phoenix. Here we go. Grisby said the group acknowledged via correspondence that during the meeting with them that he had not given us the information, but they would. He said True the Vote said on June 1st that they had given. So basically, we know the truth. They've already given the information. They've already said, hey, contact the FBI field office. And here we are. We need to be investigating them, Shady.
Yeah.
For IRS.
Yeah. Sure. That's exactly the priority. Absolutely, yeah. What I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. So what's happening, Shady Groove, is they won a lawsuit. True the Vote won a lawsuit, and they haven't been paid, Shady Groove. And what I'm asking for you guys today is to go to truethevote.org and make a simple donation if you can, guys. They need your help. They're being their backs are being broken with lawfare, irregular warfare. These are people, Catherine Engelbrecht and team, Greg Phillips with OPSEC, that are actually sticking their neck out on the lines. And there's people actually trolling them because of this. Why? Why do you think people are trolling them? Who's actually trolling them? Are they really from our organization, Shady? Are they really patriots, the ones that are trolling them?
No, they are wearing a disguise. And you go back to what the opening you did there with Bill Cooper. And what was he talking about there? He was talking about the lie. He was talking about the deception. He was talking about the deceivers. Who are they? The people that Jeff was just pointing to. The people that are pretending to be a patriot are actually worse than Democrats that we know where they're at, because they are pretending and lying and using that as a platform to attack True the Vote, us, you guys, anybody that decides to speak up is under assault by these people who are trying to utilize the bully pulpit of their media bullhorn to silence everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what else? When have you seen anything like this? Do you remember something like this from 2012, whenever Barack Obama was running for president? You remember anything like this in 2008, whenever Bush or Obama, or 2004? It never happened.
Well, I have seen Ron Paul. That Ron Paul movement was the start, in my opinion. I went out and I put Ron Paul stickers on McCain signs, and I was out there. I voted for Ron Paul. I think he won the New Hampshire as well. That's when I learned about vote fraud. So one other time, Shady, I have.
Right. But it wasn't attacked. Ron Paul was being taken seriously. They weren't coming out there and attempting to undermine Ron Paul. They were letting him speak.
Then they undermined him.
His son did a little bit of that too.
That's right. That's right. So we got a lot of things. We need to get 2020 fixed in parallel. We must do both. We must vote, and then we must fix our elections. Not just 2020. They cheated in 2016. They've been cheating for a long time.
Folks. About 100 years.
So this is from Cognitive Carbon. Let me just read this. It's very good. I like what he has to say here. This is it. 2020 gets fixed in parallel. We must do both. We must overwhelm the 2022 vote with legitimate voters and get all eyes on whatever we can to prevent cheating. Even while we continue to work on exposing the 2020 fraud, I've rolled up my sleeves and I've been helping move the needle on 2020 with my team, with Greg and True the Vote. What have you done from your side? Criticism is easy. Work is hard. Well said.
Absolutely well said right there. You're not going to get anything good from doing nothing ever.
Yeah. Wow, I look like a ghost today.
Are you?
Weird.
You feel a little bit pale? You starting to pass out over there?
It's getting cold. It's in the 80s. It's getting cold.
Woo! Ooh. Oh, now there you go. Now you're coming back. He's coming back to life.
Here we go. So, by the way, regarding Liz Truss, this was great. She used to see Jimmy Savile at the Flying Pizza on Street Lane in Roundhay. Always in good spirits. Rest in peace. Thank you, Liz Truss, for showing us who you are. That was 10/29/2011, Shady Groove. We know who Jimmy Savile is, right?
Oh, I do. I think a lot of the Patriots that are watching this program probably already know who Jimmy Savile is as well.
500 victims as young as 2 years old as Jimmy Savile.
Good friend of King Charles.
Huh. And maybe a good friend of Liz Truss. Ada Grove, maybe is that why she's gone?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I hope so. I don't know. Just asking for friends.
Yeah, that we have a bunch of them that are asking the same thing. They're asking. Nobody seems to answer.
Mm-hmm. Biden's heading out to campaign for stroke victim, sadly, Fetterman.
The president of the United States speaking with reporters moments ago. Let's watch.
Well, that's for her to decide. But look, she was a good partner on Russia and Ukraine, and the British are going to solve their problem. But she was a good partner.
Does the spillover affect the U.S. economy, given the political and economic?
No, I don't think they're that consequential.
John Fetterman. For Turkey and Hungary on the delay to NATO expansion.
I delivered that privately.
John Fetterman is going to appear with you today in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, but there haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you. Why are
That's
more?
Not true. There's been 15.
I'm snipping her hair.
And more?
Yeah.
Yes.
Should there be any restrictions on abortion at all? Any restrictions on abortion at all?
Yes, there should be.
And Roe v. Wade. Read it, man. You'll get educated.
No, I'm not educated. Okay.
Good Lord. The hell is that?
Can we effectively say that is panic in D.C.?
What is he doing? Yes, that's panic.
How about read about who Roe v. Wade is, and that she actually had the baby, folks. Read it.
She's still alive.
Read the real history of Roe v. Wade. And folks, let me just make sure you understand this, and I don't care what you think about. Or how you think about it. It is a state issue. We should not be talking about it federally. The Supreme Court ruling says that it goes to the states, period, the end. If you want to live in a state with it, you go there. If you want to live in a state without it, you go there. Shady Groove. I mean, that's it. It's not a federal issue. Knock it off. And two brain dead dudes, Fetterman and Biden, today on the same stage, that might be pretty funny.
I think that might set up for a little bit of laughter on the Flannel Friday coming up tomorrow with Greg Phillips at some point. You have two people on the stage, both whose brains don't work. This can't go good.
And did you hear about Liz Truss? It was good with Ukraine and Russia. So we've got Dmitry Medvedev. Saying bye-bye, Liz Truss. Congrats to Lettuce. Lettuce outlasted Liz Truss. It seems like something big is behind this, Shady. Maybe, wow. So, okay. Think about that, Shady. She lasted 44 days. They got her out, and she's part of Biden's deep state, Shady Groove. Mm-hmm. Then you have the Russian government official, Dmitry Medvedev, say bye-bye at Liz Truss. Congrats to Lettuce, meaning that Lettuce outlasted Liz Truss's tenure in 10, Street? You know, whatever, you know.
Downing Street.
Shady. Downing Street. 10 Downing Street. Wow. Something bigger is going on behind the scenes. My spidey senses are tingling.
Yeah, I almost feel like this was unexpected. Don't you feel like that? Like they're off, like they're off balance. They weren't expecting the story to come out today.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, something so going Salty on. Says, yeah, the two of them will make one half of a brain. Keck.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's maybe, a good point. It's great that, math, Salty.
If that. You know, it's so amazing. We got Grassley. Let's listen to what Grassley has to say. There's a lot of big developments here.
Your communications or your relationship with the White House?
Well, it has not affected at all. I haven't had any comment from the president on it. I don't expect one. I don't know that they're in any way stepping in any way. They better not be. They always said that the Justice Department was going to be not have any politics or White House relationship. And so I'm doing this on my own, and I don't care what the White House thinks about it. We have to follow the money and the facts where it leads us, and we've seen these documents, and I want answers.
If the Republicans are successful in winning back the majority for the Senate, will there be hearings that you would conduct?
We will have hearings if we have to have hearings, but we do the best investigation we can short of hearings. But if we don't get answers, obviously, that's the way to really make things public and put people on the spot. And that's what we'll do if we have to do that.
So speaking of the Senate, and you are in a race there in Iowa, and it's perhaps closer than some people might have thought, maybe even you, but we'll get your take on it. So the Seltzer poll just came out. It has you at 46% and your opponent, Mike Franken, at 43%.
I don't believe it.
Cash on hand, you report in with $2 million, and he has $3.6 million. Was this a surprise to you that he was creeping up that close?
What you do is you don't look at polls. Iowans expect you to work hard to get reelected. I'm going to work hard to get reelected. And at my 99 county meetings, the Biden agenda always comes up. People are mad about inflation, high gas prices, the border walls, the border not being enforced, and all those things. And they know that my opponent thinks that the president is doing a fabulous job. Those are his words, and he'll be a rubber stamp for that. So the difference between me and my opponent is very clear, and if people want to keep my work going, it's a case of going to grassleyworks.com, and they can help, and we're going to keep pushing between now and November the 8th, every day out campaigning, because people expect you to work hard in Iowa for every vote that you're going to get.
No one would ever accuse you of not working hard. That is for sure, Senator. Thank you for
Yeah, he's awesome. Iowans, get out there and vote. Make sure you watch that vote, too. Any irregularities, you've got the number for True the Vote. I don't know if we took that number down, but we should put that down and make that something that flashes every now and again. Mr. Producer, we'll do that for the remaining shows. 19 days, Shady. I mean, that's huge. Not only do we have that, Shady, that's in regards to the business deals, Shady. And, you know, Harvest could go to Bohai Harvest in the Q posts, Shady. Pretty interesting. I was just noticing that the other day. But, you know, not only do we have the business dealings of this nutball and his son, and John Kerry's son, and, you know, Christopher Hines. Shady, we've got the Biden laptop breaking, Shady, even more.
Yeah.
And people don't understand how big that actually is, Shady. That Hunter Biden laptop is huge.
Well, people really don't have any idea because of the suppression of the story. I mean, the story has been suppressed for well over a year. We had the inner workings of that laptop a year and a half ago, and the stuff that we saw moving through it was absolutely unbelievably disgusting. We're talking like multiple times Hunter naked with children right there in front of him in China, in Taiwan. And now I'm glad to see somebody is actually putting up some sauce to talk about all the crimes that were on it. But I think that their number is a little low on some of the reporting, according to what I saw. But let's see what happens.
Yeah. What if I told you that Marco Polo report destroys the Biden crime family? Let's just sink in real quick. I'm going to read some numbers to you, Shady.
Okay.
It's 630 pages long, 2,020 footnotes, 459 crimes. Marco Polo's report on the Biden laptop is the most damning thing ever written about the Biden crime family, period. And this is Kane Coa the Great right here. Marco Polo's report destroys the Biden crime family. KaneCoa.substack.com. Kane Coa said this: I've read Miranda Devine's Laptop from Hell and Peter Schweitzer's Red-Handed, which were phenomenal. But Marco Polo's report on the Biden laptop is the most damning thing ever written about the Biden crime family. Nothing else comes close. Again, 630 pages, 220 footnotes, 459 fully documented crimes. The Biden laptop is the Rosetta Stone of political corruption, and Marco Polo's report should be required reading for every American. Garrett Ziegler and his team used the documents, emails, photographs, and text messages on Hunter's laptop to diligently detail the Biden crime family's foreign collusion and money laundering operation with America's greatest rivals. This report destroys the Biden crime family. The carpet bombs everywhere in their corrupt inner circle. Download the full PDF document here, guys. And here it is right here. You can get there. There's the report, the Biden laptop.
I'm bringing it to them.
The report, for this past 13 months, Marco Polo, a nonprofit research group comprised of six men, come across the U.S. dedicated to exposing corruption and blackmail. JD Group from The Sun. Ziegler, 26, who worked in the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy at the White House during the Trump administration, told The Sun, quote, "Our number one goal is to ensure that Republicans don't waste time. The investigation has been done," end quote. Quote, "We're all seeking what we're seeking is the equal application of the laws, equal justice under the law," Shady. So far, this saga has been one of the greatest examples of double standards in American legal history. People have gone to prison for decades based on Joe's own policies for doing exactly what Hunter did. Meanwhile, Hunter is living at a beachside estate in Malibu, guys.
For like $20,000 a month. It's literally $20,000 a month.
Huge.
That they're paying for him to live there. Think about that.
Right. So for Stephanie questions, how many pages is it? What is 630 pages, 2,020 footnotes, and 459 fully documented crimes? And the answer will be Marco Polo's report, Biden crime family report. Boom. There's Stephanie question.
Look at you.
There you go.
Look at you.
There you go. I'm helping out. I'm helping out. You guys have the answer even. So if you guys don't get this. And remember, it won't be this Thursday. It'll resume hopefully next Thursday. More details to follow. Shady, wow.
Yeah. Think about that. Think about what you just read from the Substack right there from Ziegler's report. Now let's take ourselves back 2 years. 2 years ago, think about what would have been the case had that story been pushed forward. Where would we be right now 2 years later? We literally are still at zero. 2 years later, right now on this, but getting ready to change. This is all getting ready to change because of the will of the people being pushed into the political scene, pushed onto the political scene now, because it's not just one state. It's not just Detroit. It's Arizona. It's Oregon. Kristen Drazen out here is currently polling at a 3-point lead. They're trying to bury the polls that nobody wants to talk about. All of a sudden, people about the election in Oregon are going crickets and not wanting to speak about the idea that the Democrats might be losing the stronghold here. I'm not sure that they'll lose California, but I have a good feeling that they're going to lose a couple of big time seats here in Oregon, including Joe Ray Perkins. And if you haven't or don't know who Joe Ray Perkins is, at Joe Ray or Joe Ray Perkins or Perkins.vote, please get over there and give some support if you're in Oregon. She's fighting Jeff. I wish I could explain to the audience out here. I wish we had 20% of the people that are running for office that would work as hard as Joe Ray Perkins. I'm telling you what, man, you know, it's just incredible to watch these people fight for America. it just warms my heart and gets me going every single morning to see how many people have lent their time and effort to this. And Jo Ray is man, she is a trooper. She's going to be able to write a book about how to run for office. She's amazing.
She's awesome. I love her. And so back to the Marco Polo Project. Let's just check out this little trailer that they got about it. Marco Polo presents Laptop. Rosemont Seneca Partners Harvest. Go high harvest from hell.
Oh, hi.
The laptop from hell. Shocking. Bohai Harvest. Evidence. National, international, high level. Corruption. Love that. Wow. I love that. I just had to say that. Wow. Even the pictures on that. I mean, could you imagine if that was just, if that was Don Trump, your president, Jr., and the president? Could you imagine if that was Donald Trump and Donald Trump, Jr., in those pictures, Shady? Naked, crack rocks. What the heck is going on, folks? Wake up.
One picture. One picture is all it would take. One picture would set the world on fire of Don Jr. standing there with a little bag, you know, a little bag of cocaine or something like that. That was a picture they got out or something. That would literally upend the news cycle. The internet would completely crash. Everyone would lose their mind. But you can see what Hunter can get away with. It really does. You know, it's hard to imagine what it's like to be the puppet of the Chinese, right? We don't really understand what that's like, but they do.
They do.
All right, listen.
Shut up.
Very classy. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Just sitting back. Look, that's working.
Wow.
Just sitting back watching her work. Look at what she's been able to do. Look at what she has been able to do as far as division is concerned. She's wow. proud of it, Jeff. She's proud of it. You see her? She thinks it's awesome. Do you think it's awesome? You guys think that that's awesome? What AOC has been doing, you know? Mm-hmm.
Also, because of the panic in D.C. and they can't walk down the streets, apparently. I mean, you saw that video with AOC. I mean, dancing to her. AOC's got to go. AOC's got to go. We also have the Department of Justice prosecutors are believing that they have enough evidence to charge Trump for obstruction of justice, Shady.
Bring it, Huckleberry. Come on, let's see what you got.
We must once again make it an urgent national security priority to crush the cartels, show them no mercy, and to end their reign of terror once and for all. Or we're not going to have a country either. Here in the United States, you know, they spend all their time on nonsense, the FBI, on horrible things, and raiding Mar-a-Lago. Let's raid Mar-a-Lago, but leave the cartels alone. How about that? Think of this. I'm just thinking as I'm speaking. You don't mind if I go a little off script? No, but think. They raided Mar-a-Lago, but the cartels, they have their own Mar-a-Lagos, and those are fine. Leave them alone. Let them continue to destroy our country. Think how sick it is. Think how sick it is what's happening in this country. We're a country of investigations. We don't talk about greatness anymore. Everybody gets investigated. So all they do is investigate. And it's very much a one-way street. I never liked it because I thought it was very bad for the country. But honestly, ultimately, it comes on the other side. It comes on the other side. People say, gee, we remember. It's terrible. But these cartels, nothing's happening to them. But they go after politicians. They go after people that are fighting like hell on the vote.
For you, they're not going after... They're going after you, President Trump, and I, and Shady, and everybody in this room, the J6 people, True the Vote, Greg Phillips, all the patriots that are on True Social, essentially, all you guys, everybody. They're going after you, and they're not going after all the evidence that we have of vote fraud. It's been debunked. No, it hasn't. Hunter Biden is a scumbag. You guys, the mainstream news has reported their business dealings in China, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, you name it. You've documented it, mainstream news. You have documented it. You have documented it. That's how we got our research. It's public disclosure. These people are scumbags. You are going to be liable, mainstream news. You all need to please share the show, this show and shows like it, Shady. We have the sauce. We have the evidence. We have the source methods. I mean, did you see how well done the Marco Polo report is? Over 450 crimes documented. We have Hunter Biden sitting there smoking crack. What is wrong? Because the vote system needs to be fixed, Shady. The vote, we need to overwhelm the vote. 2022 is so important. Vote like your life depends on it, because it does, Shady.
It does. It absolutely does. There's no question. The country depends on your participation in this moving forward. And what Donald Trump says there is exactly right. And I would just want to prepare everybody, you know, get ready. I think they're going to try to indict him. I honestly think that Q post that we've read to you many, many times now is an indication of what they're going to try to do. Now, it's almost like he's baiting them. He's attempting to get them to take the cheese. He's like, you know, he hasn't announced his that he's running yet because of the campaign finance laws. But in all reality, he's sitting there saying, indict me, bring it. I'm here. What you waiting on? That's what's happening right now. The tension is palpable.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy right now. Listen to what Kanye West says about President Biden. They're attacking him too, Shady.
So that 1% of the world, this idea of a United Nations, this is the world that needs to come together. This is the world that, I mean, here's the obvious go-to. Biden doesn't listen to Elon Musk. The president of the United States does not have meetings with Elon Musk. Hmm. That is fucking, hey, here, come get me. That's fucking retarded. I know I'm not supposed to say that, Biden, but that's fucking retarded, Biden. And I, you know, it's, and obviously, because I've been deemed with mental health, all this, I have the right to use whatever words that I like to use.
Well, that's interesting. So let me ask
another question.
Well, yeah, let me ask you on that. So you just said something very inflammatory about President Biden. It will, as you know, offend a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it will particularly offend people who work in mental health. You say you should not use a word like retarded. But you say that because you yourself have had mental health issues.
Spin it. Oh, you can't spin it. You can say retarded. This is not, I mean, come on, stop it.
Only the woke can't say that, Jeff.
Well, it's going to offend a lot of people.
A lot of people are going to be offended.
A lot of people, well, that's fine. It's gonna, a lot of people are going to be offended by you, but you had mental health issues. You're retarded. What
the heck is that? Like, it's like you people being offended. You people being offended is the reason that we came here and created America to begin with.
Don't ever do that again, Yeti.
What do you do?
Oh, God, you didn't see it. They're probably all laughing at chat right now.
No, I was talking. I didn't see it. What's he doing?
He turned me. Oh, there it is. Look at Shady. Oh, God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You should have watched
the
stream.
No, but I'm good. I was talking.
Press 17 to never have that happen again. And you know what we got to do? Why we've got to get 2022 fixed, you know, excuse me, one, And then that's how we fix our elections going forward. Let's just listen to Jim Jordan.
Well, I guess it doesn't surprise me. I mean, we had the same thing happen with Zussman. You just never know how these are going to go. But never forget what we did learn, about Danchenko. We learned that the FBI was willing to pay Christopher Steele $1 million to validate the dossier. Now, understand this. The dossier that they used, so they couldn't validate the document. They knew it was false, but they went ahead and used it to get the initial FISA to spy on the Trump campaign. So we learned some, I think, valuable facts there that just show how the problems that exist at the FBI. And then you couple that with everything else we've learned subsequent to this, in addition to, you know, the 14 whistleblowers who've talked to us about how political the place has become. And it just underscores why we need to change that place. And we're committed to do that if in 20 days we take back the majority. And frankly, Maria, it starts with, and I think we talked about this on your show a couple of weeks ago, it starts with not reauthorizing FISA, taking away this authority that was so abused. We know it was abused based on what we just learned in the Danchenko trial, where the Brian Auten, the guy that whistleblowers have told Senator Grassley's office was part of suppressing the Hunter Biden story 2 years ago, was also the guy who testified this past week and said that they were willing to pay $1 million to Christopher Steele to validate the dossier that they knew was false based on the fact they were willing to pay to validate it, for goodness sake. So that all has to be dealt with. We're committed to doing that. We're committed to doing it in a way that's consistent with the Constitution, but in an aggressive fashion, because again, we have seen things we never thought we would witness from this. Raided the home of a former president, taken the phone of a sitting member of Congress, kicked in the door of a pro-life leader outside of Philadelphia, arrested him in front of his wife and 7 kids. We've seen all that in the last 2 months, in addition to all these whistleblowers, in addition to what we know about Hunter Biden, in addition to what took place 2 years ago, just before our most important election. If that doesn't warrant a real investigation and real change coming, I don't know what does.
You see how it's all coming around full circle? We've got to get involved so we can get these real investigations, real subpoenas, real arrests, guys. They're just protecting. It's a one-tiered justice system for the two tiers that we think are Republican and Democrat, but they're actually one and the same. If you're not America First, like Joe Ray Perkins, Shady Groove, you know, like Jim Jordan, America First is pretty simple. That's how I grew up, Shady. We loved our country. We pledged allegiance to the flag, to the republic, not the democracy, nothing like that. I mean, Shady, you know, this is our country. We love our country. Your Republican friends are just like you. They love their country. They are not communists. They are not these people, and they need to start realizing it. And I think they are, Shady. And that's why we have to watch the election for the cheating. I mean, it's all full circle right here on this show today.
Yeah, and I think that the appetite, you know, the appetite for the corruption to be understood is growing. You know, it's going to be a stark comparison between what they just did with the January 6th committee and that whole clown show. Remember where they didn't let the Republicans that were ranking members be there, and then they threw them off the committee, and then they didn't want the other people that they wanted to replace them with, so they just went with Kinzinger and Cheney. Well, just imagine what's going to happen whenever the Republicans organize a committee the right way and allow the Democrats to have their ranking members there. We're going to embarrass them in a way that has probably never been seen before in American history, in my opinion. I think we're going to embarrass them extremely well, and to the point where the shame that they will have will cause them to, more of them, to walk away from this because they can't honestly defend it. If they can honestly defend any of this stuff, people like Katie Hobbs and Fetterman and a few of the others, they'd be showing up for debates and they'd be fighting for their position. They're not. They're struggling to hold on to a narrative.
Yeah. People are saying that like my Down syndrome brother gets hurt with retarded. I get it. But, you know, you got to take it in context. He's not calling a specific person except for Biden, who actually is. I'm sorry, guys. You know, we need to like thicken our little skin up a little bit. I mean, hello. Love you all. Love you all. Shady Groove, this was interesting too. Check this out.
I did a little. Actually, Anthony, how old are you?
20.
Are you a journalist?
No.
Well, you did better research than half these people.
This is huge, Shady. This actually came from the Chan board, Shady. And
it did.
That was the video. And this is it. So a good friend just sent me a request for some stuff and Anons want to help. All right. So this was coming from where Q posts. Let's talk about election deniers. I brought receipts. Look at that, Shady.
If you're going to start throwing around terms like election denier, let's remember who the other election deniers were: Hillary Clinton and all the Democrats. Next question.
The question is, you over the weekend, everybody, you took the Google all over the world. Your name was ringing everywhere. And one of them, yes, ma'am, because I have the scale. And one of them has, most of them were asking, is she an election denier, Carrie Lake? And that was like going around on all different cable news. What do you elaborate on this?
I'm actually shocked you asked that question, George.
Well,
actually, Anthony, where's Anthony?
Once in a while.
Here, Anthony. You know, I did a little, actually, Anthony, how old are you?
20.
Are you a journalist?
No.
Well, you did better research than half these people. Let's talk about election deniers. Here's 150 examples of Democrats denying election results. Oh, wow, look at this. This is from Joe Biden's press secretary. Reminder, Brian Kemp stole the gubernatorial election from Georgians and Stacey Abrams. Democrats saying that. Is that an election denier? Oh, look at this. Just heard Republican Ryan Costello said it would be difficult for Stacey Abrams to win because she lost her state bid, but yet she's still claiming she never lost. This is outright. Hillary Clinton, Trump is an illegitimate president. Is she an election denier? This one says, was the 2016 election legitimate? It now definitely is a question worth asking. That's the Los Angeles Times. So it's okay for Democrats to question elections, but it's not okay for Republicans. It's a crock of BS. Every one of you knows it. We have our freedom of speech, and we're not going to relinquish it to a bunch of fake news propagandists. If you want a copy of these, I'm sure that Anthony would help you get a copy and help you learn how to be journalists, but look it up. It's been happening for a long time. Since 2000, people have questioned the legitimacy of our elections. And all we're asking is that in the future, we don't have that have to happen anymore. Okay. When I'm governor, we're going to make sure we have honest elections. We want the Democrats, the independents, and the Republicans to all know that their vote counted. We want fair, honest, and transparent elections, and we're going to deliver that for the people. But just remember, guys, this is one page after Hillary Clinton says George W. Bush was selected president, not elected. So let's start, if you're going to start throwing around terms like election denier, let's remember who the other election deniers were: Hillary Clinton and all the Democrats. Next question.
That's a boom.
Sauce. That's called sauce, Shady Groove. That's what we do. And that guy did a great job. Anthony, thank you very much. So that the good friend just sent a request for some good stuff. And it was an Anon. And this is the Acme, you know, Derp State and Anons. Keck. That's us right there, the Derp State. They're trying to get us with their Acme company. But the Anons are faster, Shady Groove. They always miss.
Yeah, well.
Always miss.
Yeah, we happen to have this little thing called the internet, and people do this thing called, like, they speak on video. It's crazy. And then it gets kept on the internet. You can go back and look at what they have actually said, and then you can show that. It's crazy.
That's weird, Shady. And we can even show you in their own words, and it's still a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, didn't we do, like, how many shows have we done about Amy Klobuchar and Kamala Harris and all these people that stood up there, made testimony on the Hill about the problems with the hacking and the problems with the machine, and you can hack a machine in 2 minutes. Boy, they were all for that, 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
Yeah, weird.
It's so weird.
Oh, my gosh, Shady.
We must be winning.
I mean, all over the place, Shady.
It's so much that we can't even keep up with it.
The importance of looking not just at the top of the ballot, but all the way down the bottom, because
we're panicking.
There are governor's races, secretary of state's races, state legislative races that are going to really matter. When we talk about how are we going to preserve democracy, particularly at a time when the current Supreme Court, to put it charitably, does not seem as invested in overseeing and stopping monkey business at the local level.
Oh yeah,
it'd be much more important for us to make sure that we've got quality candidates, and we're supporting them, and we're turning out for them at every level, because it may turn out that in a close presidential election at some point, certification of an election in a key swing state may be at issue, and it's going to be really important that we have people there who play it straight.
Yep.
He's saying it.
Be careful.
He's saying it right there. He's saying it.
Mm-hmm. He sure is, Shady Grove.
He is not beating around the bush with that statement right there at all. He's telling you exactly what he thinks.
That's right.
Right. That's.
I'm just trying to find something, Shady. I was trying to find it. It was the chicken dance at Kerry Lake. I did find something pretty funny, though, Shady. People are actually going to A.G. Hobbs's office, who's actually, look at this, not wanting to debate. Kate the Coward, what's wrong with Kate? Chicken? Hyde and Hobbs, hashtag debate lake, chickens for Katie. Arizona, we need you. We need you to get out there, watch drop boxes. We need you to get involved. We need this state, Shady Grove. It is red, but they stolen it to make it blue.
Whew. Getting ready to go back the other way. There's no way that the American people are going to stand for this another election, guys. This is over. Whenever Q said that the Democrat Party was over, this is what Q meant. This is what we're doing. They have engineered themselves into oblivion. If they want to go over there and take their however many million people and hang out on the communist, fascist, whatever limb that they want to go on, CRT, God bless them. Go ahead. But we're doing something else here in America, and it's called an experiment. And that's an experiment in the people running the government. Did we drop the ball a little bit on the last few years? We did. But can we pick the ball up and get running again? We can. And that's what you're doing, Patriots. And thank you very much for another wonderful show. Tomorrow, Flannel Friday, Jeff. Flannel Friday tomorrow. Friday. Greg Phillips in the saddle.
Greg Phillips will be in the saddle with these two cowboys right here on the MG Show, Shady.
All right. I'm excited about my brother. Let's do it.
Or are you Cooter? What was that guy's name? Cooter from Florida? Scooter?
Cooter from Florida.
Armageddon. Armageddon. So, yeah, guys, we're just buying a little time. We love you guys. Tomorrow, Greg Phillips, Flannel Friday. Thank you guys very much for the donations. We love you all. Shady, see you tomorrow. Greg Phillips, be there. JT Wild right here with Patriot Games.
I've heard on the streets that our heroes are dead, and they cannot save us from evil unspent. Their songs are all over, their ways heaven sent, and we must believe that we're in the state's debt. And these are the days of the Patriot Games, where we sing all the brotherly songs that they sang, and pray for the strength and the courage to stand like the men who brought freedom to this promised land. Heard on the streets that our country is torn. We may as well toil till our homes are all gone, and the dreams we once had are but tales of regret, and the labor is nothing, for the money is spent. And these are the days of the Patriot Games, where we sing all the brotherly songs that they sang, and pray for the strength and the courage to stand like the man who spread freedom across this great land. And these are the days of the Patriot Games, where the rooks and the pawns are now staking their claim. So pray for the strength and the courage to stand like the men that spread freedom across this great land.
JT Wild with an E.com and MG.show. Boom.